Hello, baby.
I was crazy once.
I'm thinking of a number.
Good evening.
It might be morning or afternoon, depending on when
true.
People are listening.
Good time. Good time to you. How about that? Hey, write
good
that
time.
Down. Good time.
I like good time to you. Yeah, that's an all day kind of thing. It's like whenever
hey,
I work retail.
It doesn't even have to be. What if you listen to it in the past?
Yeah, you could. Hey, have a good time now. That's why when I worked retail, I would always just say have a good one because I never wanted to
have
mess
a good
it
time
up.
Now.
Well, did you
have a good time
did,
now?
Did you have Windows in your store? Because mine doesn't, so it's hard for me to like.
Yeah, we didn't, we were indoors, so we had windows, but they let out just, you could just see the mall, and then, of course, we weren't allowed to have any clocks or ways of keeping time in the store.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, see, I worked at, like,
it's like
Walt
a casino,
Disney's.
They don't want you to know what time it is.
Or, like, Walt Disney's Animation Studio back in, like, the 20s, where there's just, like, no windows either, like, they...
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to get you addicted to deals by making you not know what time it is. If you spend enough at J. Crew, they give you a bunch of free drinks and let you sleep in the break room. They give you a comped room in the break room.
Yeah, they have a hot girl walk over there and be like, "Wow, you're doing so well."
Yeah,
I love
you're,
that.
You're buying so many garment dyed T-shirts. That's great.
What's the best thing at J. Crew right now? I don't even know.
I was over there a couple weeks ago. They have some, I mean, once again, they have a bunch of jackets that are, like, actually, like, really nice cloth. Like, they have, you know, I think they have brought some,
hey
like,
hey, guys,
Abraham
get
Moon.
This. We got nice cloth on these jackets over here.
That's right. But I don't like the way the jackets are cut because they're still too short and the button stance is too low. They have a nice, like, fuzzy mohair sweater, but it only comes in a weird purple. And so,
trying to go after that needles.
Like that.
Trying to go after that needle shape.
I think
right there.
So. Yeah, because it's like, that's their strategy. They're just trying to be like slightly more affordable, like needles or drakes or anything. But still, they're so goddamn expensive. I forgot because I haven't been there in a while. And also, I used to just buy everything with the employee discount. Everything there is so goddamn expensive, man.
Yeah, no, it's funny how people, I mean, I kind of get it, right? When people are like, hey, can I want to buy a suit. I got like $50. Can I give you a recommendation? But it is tough when, like, you know, one of the only, quote, good stores in the mall or whatever for most, at least most people in Southern California is still like, you know, it's still expensive. Or even like
you're,
a shirt.
Like,
a shirt's
at
like
least
80
when I
bucks
was working there, a full suit was like around $650 or $750. I have to imagine it's more now because I quit in like 2020 and everything is like twice as expensive as it was then. So,
it's wild.
Their like button ups are all like $100. Their t-shirts are like $50. Their pants are like, I'm like, man, I just might as well, like, there are much better stores at South Coast where you can get nicer shit for around this price. Yeah.
Is that actually true though? I actually don't know. What's out there?
I feel like I have seen a pair when I was at I walked in the Ralph Lauren store too, and in one of the occasionally have like a discount section.
God.
And so I did find a pair of jeans that was like $170 or something, and I feel like a nice pair of pants or jeans at J. Crew is gonna be like $100 or like maybe a little bit more.
Well, I mean, like the giant fit chinos are like $80, something like that. And I think like the embroidery pair was like double that. I mean, I don't own them, but yeah. I mean, I've only bought from J. Crew the past couple of years on hella clearance. Cause
yeah, you gotta get. That's what you gotta do. You just gotta wait for the discount.
Like they went on sale like a couple times throughout the year. I don't know what causes it to go on sale, but it goes back and forth.
Marketing analysis, I think, is what tells them when to do those damn sales that happen like all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like every email I get from J. Crew, it says the exact same thing of like everything 60% off or something like that. You know,
last chance.
Prices as marked. Yeah, last chance.
Last
good time.
Or then we're gonna kill you.
Oh
the
my god,
the store's gonna explode,
Mr. Crew.
Yeah.
No.
If you don't buy 10 shirts now, this store is going to explode.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel bad for all the people who ask me, you know, what can I get a suit like yours? First off, you can't, because I mean, it's not for an elitist thing. It's because you can't. No one makes this stuff. I mean, J.Crew, I think, is gonna make a sack suit sooner, or has like a version of like a three roll.
They do have a version of a sack suit, I think.
But it's like super. Yeah, like you said, it's like cut super short. Like, you know, uh-huh. It looks like it. If it had button pocket harmony, it would make the jacket longer. And so, but yep. Unfortunately, it looks like they just had a normal jacket, cut it short, cut off the pockets, and put them higher on the body. But yeah, it sucks out there. But it's also to your point about, you know, when people are like, hey, can I buy a suit? Or they're surprised about how much stuff costs. When I tell them like a fugue suit, and again, guys, don't quote me here because I say this to everyone. I've worked with Dave for a long time. He's a friend. I'm pretty sure I get a homie discount, you know, one of those things. So don't quote me. But like when it's like about $1,000 or like one, like, you know, under 1.5K for a made to measure suit. That's full canvas. And I guess maybe the cotton suits are still around 800 or, you know, under 800 bucks. It's like, hey, you know, like that's pretty good compared to what you can do at J.Crew. Although, you know, if you like Suit Supply, if you want ready to wear Suit Supply and Spirit McKay are right there. But yeah, this is all just normal menswear beginner stuff, guys. This is all, you know, we've actually never have done a podcast on that. Like, here's all the places to shop when you're first starting out. It's because we don't do that, and we don't we just don't think about that stuff anymore.
I bet if we did that, though, it would be the most listened to episode.
That would be it.
That would get spread around on like fucking Reddit or whatever all the time.
We would have to do it like every year, though. And it'd be the same thing.
Oh, I feel like we can do it every 2 years. It's almost as if you're thinking in the ways that influencers and bloggers think about, where you have a content full of affiliate links and everything, and you just make the same version every year. Oh no, better yet, how about this? Do it 2 times a year with here's my picks for the season, you know? Fucking, you know, spring 2024 edition. Fuck off.
This is the year that we turn to the dark side.
Because we need money.
Full sell out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, speaking of sellouts, welcome everyone. Welcome to Style and Direction, a mentor podcast.
Speaking of sellouts, imply that we are the sellouts, or the people listening are the sellouts?
They are
welcoming them.
Yeah, they are. They're selling out from. It's a positive sellout.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cashing out. They're withdrawing.
Right.
They're withdrawing their stock in bad menswear and. And
in investing
in us
in a blue chip stock.
That's right.
Are we the penny stock, or is Bad Menswear the penny stock?
We'll have to get an auditor to evaluate our valuation.
Okay.
That's the whole.
We're gonna get Jordan Belfort on the case.
Yeah.
We
well, he's
him.
Not. Well, he's a seller. He's not. He's not an auditor. He doesn't want the FTC to look at us. You know?
Oh,
are
that's
we?
Right.
Are we a publicly traded company? No, we're not. Because we're a Patreon, so technically that means we're privately owned.
I guess,
I don't know.
Yeah. Unless
the,
you,
the metaphor
unless
is
you
falling
count,
apart.
Yeah. Patreon should be like the stock market.
in a way, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Also, guys, you guys, listeners, my dear friends, you should be so proud of us. We did not start with a crazy opening this time. This was actually the most menswear opening of all time.
Oh,
we talked directly about J.Crew in the first 8 minutes.
That's right.
It's because we care. We've heard after 7 years of doing a podcast,
man.
We finally heard you guys. We're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't talk about sex.
Or
talk
poop.
talk about nasty
we
sex.
We do like talking about poop.
That's true. That's never gonna leave. You know, actually
just like
up,
the poop is never gonna leave my body because I'm constipated.
Yeah, it's like a. It's just closed up back there, you know. It's it's
completely
like a dam.
Sewn shut.
it's sewn shut.
Yeah.
What,
okay.
What
that's
happens?
Enough.
What happens with that? I think you just die from like internal poisoning.
You do die.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get like I don't know. Is that septic shock? I'm no scientist.
I've only seen the show Static.
Shock.
What if the show Static Shock, a show about like a black superhero was actually called Septic Shock?
It should be that.
His powers was he killed people by sewing up their stomachs or sewing up their anuses, and then the bad guys die in like a couple of weeks.
feel like someone as crazy as James Gunn might do that. So if the head of the DC universe is listening,
and we got an
idea
does.
For you, Mr. Suicide Squad.
Mr. SS. You can't call him that.
What if James Gunn was in the Zone of Interest as like a... Or no, Sean Gunn, his brother or whatever, he shows up and he's like, hey there, I'm a Nazi.
Let's say the name of where we're living.
Yeah.
And we're done. Hey guys, welcome to Stone Direction, your podcast with the stuffiness. I'm one of your hosts, Ethan M. Wong.
I'm Spencer DSO.
And I'm MJ.
And we've got a big old episode for us today. This comes to us inspired by a comment or a message. I don't know how long. It definitely wasn't like a recent one. But I remember talking with Eric of a cute style. And he was saying how he's like, hey, you guys do a pod on how you guys pick shoes. And I'm like, huh, I guess I never thought about that because that's actually... I mean, we've talked about shoes. I guess I've talked about shoes on the blog about more of like a journey of like, oh, I've always wanted Aldens. You know, I've always wanted like tassel loafers. I've always wanted like velvet slippers. I've always wanted pair of boots. And, you know, here's all the inspo that I've had that I've built up. And I know that I could wear them this way. And I finally get to do it. And then now here's all the photos of me wearing it. That's just a typical, that's actually like a formula for every Ethan blog post. Hey, I've wanted this thing for a long time. I own it now. Here's the history of me liking it. Here's me wearing it now. There you go. Thumbs up. But there we've never go. Really nice. Talked about like how we think about wearing stuff. I mean, I guess it's kind of like how it's kind of similar to our old episode on ties where we just have like this taste of ties and we, you know, just end up wearing them based on our fits. But there is, I think there's a little bit of a cool mindset that we could demystify for you guys here, and maybe you guys will think it's interesting. And shout out to the Discord and our Facebook group that I've kind of reinvigorated, because a lot of guys have responded with their own thoughts of how they pick shoes, and we'll get into that in the episode. But let's find out, how important are shoes? Well, here's the thing, guys, barefoot is legal, so
that is right.
You know,
anyone who tells you that you can't go to the grocery store barefoot is lying to you.
That's right.
My favorite thing about that group, I don't know if we've talked about barefoot is legal on the podcast before, but to be clear, this is a real thing that is a group of people that advocates for just going barefoot everywhere for some like woo-woo health benefits. But anyway, my favorite thing about them is they constantly post photos of like the like tiniest flip-flops you can imagine, like something that barely covers up the foot, and they say everyone wears these but everyone's afraid to go barefoot. I'm like, I don't think many people actually wear those flip-flops. I think you're making something up.
I think I've seen like a TikTok where they removed like the sole of their shoes, so it's like,
yeah,
be socially accepted.
I heard that was a joke. And I heard that was like they rage baited. So it's like, this is how we like stay like covert in society, and like that, they cut the bottoms out.
But that's like a lot of effort, because it was like 12 pairs of different shoes.
TikTokers, you know, they want to go viral, baby. Influencers,
they love going viral.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, shoes are obviously very, very important, and I think at a certain point, you know, this is more of an enthusiast's podcast, you know, this is, I guess, car talk, kind of.
We should have called it the Enthusiast Cast, and then it could have been broader, it could have just been anything we're enthusiastic about.
I mean, also, Style and Direction, the Enthusiast's podcast, is also kind of a sick...
Actually.
Like a, it's kind of a good...
the subtitle?
Yeah.
I like that.
Is that the sequel
after 7 years, we're changing the...
it's just gonna... I mean, we're gonna...
We didn't even do Menswear Podcast about this stuff. We didn't even do that till like 4 years into this whole thing.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I mean, MJ's here for like for the past like 3 years. You know, it's not even... So, you know, it's kind of, we're always coming up with stuff, but yeah, I mean, you know, after you've graduated from your, you know, you have your Adidas Sambas, not even that, no, back then, what was it, the Stan Smiths, have like your
all
Allen Edmonds Park Avenue.
Yeah, the Nike Killshots, you know? type two, just the Nike Killshot 2.
Yeah, but before the times where you would have, you know, the basic shoes, and you start collecting shoes, I think even MFA had, like, you know, like they had a bunch of different shoes for different variety of fits, and you know, even though, and this goes for all menswear brands, even though they tell you you can wear this with this, you'll start to be like, well, no, there's a guideline here of what you can do with certain things. And so in a world where context doesn't really matter, aka barefoot is legal. But in a world where, you know, you don't have to have like a separate shoe wardrobe for like, hey, this is only for casual, this is only for formal, you can kind of mix and match. How do you decide what shoes to wear?
It's such a big decision.
Yeah, it is a big decision. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like it's not for us, but maybe some people do get tripped up about it, or we just have, like, our episode on effort where everything is just micro decisions, right? Where we're just like, oh, I'm wearing this. This is a clear shoe choice. Maybe we can demystify that a little bit, because shoes, to me, are like the end cap to your outfits. I feel like it's the final... it's the final word in the story of rebellion. Okay, shout out Emperor Palpatine, the Dark Lord of Sith. But they kind of like, you know, whatever you're trying to say with your fit, you know, the whole thing is expression, blah, 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 the whole stupid artistic thing that I always talk about it. But like, shoes are the kind of like, okay, are we reinforcing what we're already saying, or are we going to subvert this? You know, because shoes are the piece of you know, that interact with, I guess, the elements, kind of. Like, they're the ones that you're, like wearing a jacket. When people say jackets are uncomfortable, it's usually about structure or about, like, fit. But shoes are, like, this affects how you're moving through your day. And, like, it interacts with the ground. So there's all a little bit of, like, you know, what do I wear? Like, you know, what? How is this going to affect how I carry myself, like, physically? Because it's like, am I going to be in pain for the rest of the day? If, you know, or also, like, is this event that I'm going to? Is it formal? Is it casual? You know, shoes are a good way to kind of go funky with stuff, to be like, whoa, this is a big choice that you're wearing. There's a lot of stuff that go on with shoes. As Chuck says, it's a high floor, low ceiling option. Good shoe choice is required for a cool outfit, but will not take it much further. That's also true too. We're like, it's so important, but also like, does it also kind of really matter? Like, will it carry the outfit, is
what he's saying, right?
I mean, I think you can look at this, and obviously we're not in the same fashion realm as like sneaker guys, but if you look at like guys who only care about like sneakers, it's like, if you go on the fucking like sneaker subreddit or something, you'll see so many guys on there who have just the most boring outfits possible, with some like wacky ass pair of like archival like Nikes or New Balances or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're still just wearing like a fucking like long sleeve t-shirt and like chinos with this. I don't know if it's that exciting and stuff like that. I mean, you know, you could say the same thing about many fashion communities who only care about one article of clothing. Like,
LL Beans and Rice always talks about, you know, our friends over at, not really our friends, but the ones like on r/Goodyear Welt.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say the Goodyear Welt subreddit, where it's like they just
crazy polished like shoes boots and like craziest like bespoke materials and like,
or exotic leathers and shit like that. Or it's like, you know, the raw denim guys who just, you know, like same thing. They'll wear like a Henley and then like a new pair of jeans every day. But see, we're well rounded.
Yeah, that's true. We're the enthusiast podcast.
I don't know. The point that you made earlier about like shoes, I don't know, having a much more like kind of tangible difference than other pieces of clothing. I don't know. That makes me think of when I worked retail, people would complain that I like to wear like leather-soled shoes, which are, you know, loud and clicky-clacky compared to rubber-soled shoes or sneakers. And they'd be like, don't you want something that's a little bit quieter when you walk? And I said, no! I kind of like the fact that when I'm walking
around, that's another presence. Unstated thing. Like, how do you want to sound when you're walking around?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think when I wear my like boot Squidward. With my heeled boots, I feel like I lean into a little bit of a prance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta walk with some flair. You know, like you're bust out into dance. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Show this off.
Or I mean, yeah, there's like something like a cowboy boot, which has, you know, the Cuban heel, which that's really gonna affect how you walk.
And I think that's a feature, not a bug, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There's a lot of different ways, and I think most people tend to associate like formality or comfort with shoes, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a lot of the stuff comments that you might get, especially classic menswear, you're wearing a leather shoe with most fits. You might get, hey, like, oh, are those comfortable? Like, why are you even wearing this? Or why are you so dressed up? And I remember, again, this is no shade to what my friend Joseph, who doesn't listen to this, but, like, you know, he has kind of a basic style. He wears, like, you know, like the shawl popover sweater kind of a thing with, like, jeans. You know, he's, like, you know, business casual, yeah. You know, whatever. But he I like that he wears, like, he has, you know, a pair of, like, light brown Oxfords, you know, whatever. A lot of guys wear those. But it's at the office, everyone's like, wow, Joseph, you're so dressed up. And I'm like, that's insane. I mean, like, again, like, I mean, Joseph looks great. Don't get me wrong here. But, like being known as, like, the fashion guy because you're wearing leather shoes with jeans is crazy, man. Like, that's, yeah. Like, man, let me in there. Hey, give me the job. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's, yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know about this for sure. What do you, so we've all talked about, we think that the tie is going to be the first, like, menswear thing to, like, mostly die out. Like, in within our lifetime, we're going to have, like, a president who never wears a tie and stuff like that. President yeah. John Fetterman or something. I don't know. I feel like dress shoes might become shortly after that, just because, like, this is something that you're already seeing. It's like, you know, Dye Workwear has complained about this endlessly on Twitter. The epidemic of the sneaker dress shoe, or just people in general. Like how many guys do we know that aren't into fashion that, like, don't own, like, a single pair of, like, leather shoes or dress shoes? I feel
A friend to go get a suit for a wedding, he did not own any button-up shirts that could hold a tie. He either only wore camp collar shirts, or he had, like, the really tiny, like, you know, H&M or whatever things. Mm-hmm. He did not own a necktie, so he bought it, like, a black knit tie. And he also did not own any leather dress shoes.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's going to be something that at a certain point, you know, and it's like, hey, like, people value comfort a lot more in clothing than they did, you know, 50 to 100 years ago, whatever. Nothing necessarily wrong with that. But yeah, I feel like the biggest complaint you get from non-fashion guys is like, oh, you know, dress shoes are so uncomfortable. I hate wearing them. And I feel like at a certain point, it's just going to, like, you're not going to see nearly as many dress shoes. Like, obviously, fashion guys will continue to wear them, but I think it's not going to be required in most settings in the future.
And here's the thing also, I mean, maybe people are just kind of, people say, like, you know, oh, I can wear, you know, I can't wear leather dress shoes, they're uncomfortable. Maybe you're just walking too much, and that sounds crazy. Maybe it's because I'm in LA, but I'm like, I've worn sneakers, I've worn, like, gym shoes, I've worn Wallabies, I've worn, you know, Alden loafers, and I'm like, I think I'm just walking and I'm standing too much. I think I'm just too much of my day is just
no. I think
honestly, I'm talking about, like, when I'm, like, going out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, not to be contrarian, but I really do think that the most comfortable pair of shoes I own might be my, like, my Alden LHS because my Leisure Hand Sewn, because those were the shoes that I wore, like, the entire time I was in New York. And I was walking, like, a couple miles a day and stuff like that. And my dogs were not barking at the end of the day, I have to say. They were silent as a mouse. Yeah. And so, my Chukka boots from Allen Edmonds, which unfortunately I haven't worn for a while because I need to get the crepe sole replaced. And I just haven't done that. But no, I, like, you know, I honestly do think that, like, obviously I wouldn't be able to, like, work out or run in them or anything like that, but on just a basis of walking around in a normal amount for a day, I really feel like my loafers are probably my most comfortable shoes.
Yeah, I think the LHSs are probably the most comfortable, and I think the reason why I don't wear them as much is because I don't do the whole jeans with loafers fits as much. And I think it's a good time to switch into now. You know, after you've gotten over all of that, how do you pick, like, yeah, like, the right pair of shoes to wear? Because after you've been menswear peeled, and now you can start collecting different stuff. You know, once you realize that shoes can make or break an outfit. Well, I guess that's the biggest part, right? Shoes can, you know, play a big part. They can make or break an outfit. And I think at the first part of it, though, is, you know, usually the shoe choice is cheap or really at odds with the outfit. I think we kind of discussed that with the whole, you know, like, the Goodyear welt or the sneaker collecting thing. But when you get into, like, more, like, when you start having good shoes and good outfits, And, you know, obviously this whole thing, this is a whole silly episode because it's kind of like a, you know, diminishing rate of return. Like, what is the difference between like a task loafer and a pan loafer? But I think when you ask us, there is a big difference of when you wear each one. And that's kind of like the more interesting question when you start to get into this more. Because is it about like history? Is it about like, you know, adhering to, you know, the old, the outdated rules of formality that still kind of guide us, right? Like, oh, I don't wear loafers with suits because loafers are casual compared to Oxfords or whatever. Or is it about being subversive, right? Like, you're doing like, oh, maybe I'm going to wear a cotton suit with an OCBD and tie, but I'm going to wear canvas sneakers, you know, like deck shoes to kind of, you know, give it like a Japanese ivy or just an overall casual thing. You know, how do you navigate that whole stuff? And, you know, yeah, is it the shoes? Is it the pants? Or, you know, do we think about the weather? I think with Southern California, we're probably going to gloss over that really quickly because we don't really have any weather that we have to consider.
I will say it's like I do have a couple of shoe choices that I mostly wear when it's like I check the weather report and it's going to be raining. Like, I don't know. I have my my Alden boots or my Peel & Co. Norwegian split toes. I wear those when it's raining and that's about it.
Yeah, I think I obviously pick lace-ups because those cover more of the foot when that's happening, and I try and pick something with a more rugged sole, aka pair of boots. I do have the Alden like mock blucher, which are like the Ranger mock, whatever you want to call it, that I really like. I also have like my day-night sole, chukka boots, but they're kind of like a dressy chukka boot. They're not a desert boot. I guess maybe mine's a desert style boot, you know. And then of course I have sneakers and stuff that I wear when it actually rains. Even then, I feel like the funny thing with raining is that if I think I'm gonna wear one of those shoes when it rains, I have to pick the rest of the outfit based around that. You know, it's kind of funny that, and I think in my notes here, I don't think that I change my outfit based on the shoes I want to wear, but I think when it rains, I think you do have to do that. But also like what we wear when it rains also is like different than what we normally would wear anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like specifically the shoe choice, or is it because it's raining? Like, as I feel like,
yeah, I mean, it's like when I'm wearing like a rugged shoe, I don't wear like a tie as much. I'm not really a huge fan of like, you know, being like that level of subversion is not really what I like to do. And I think I take the opportunity then to like, well, if I'm gonna be casual, I'll wear a cool outfit that doesn't have a tie, right? Like I'll wear turtleneck base layer with a chunky sweater, and then you put like, you know, put a raincoat on top of that, you know, or you wear like a tweed jacket with a denim shirt, and you wear that with like, you know, with some kind of rugged boot. So I mean I guess, yeah, you're right, like it kind of goes the push and pull of each facet of it is probably all done in the micro decisions, but it does play a big point into that. You can listen to our episode on rainy day attire, and there's a whole blog post about that as well. But yeah, it is kind of hard. Like, do you guys get like tripped up when picking shoes? Because it's like, you know, you have a variety, right? Like, you have sneakers, but one's retro versus preppy. You know, you have lace ups, but it's suede and not calfskin or whatever. Or they're done as like pair of boots. Or you have loafers, but they have a contrast sole, like the 2120s, right? They're not like a slipper loafer or whatever. Yeah. You know, how do you guys, you know, what, like, do you guys get tripped up on all that kind of stuff?
Now, for me, picking out the shoe is pretty intuitive. Like, I don't know, it all goes back to the, you know, cinematic dressing or like dressing yourself as
right. That's kind of the biggest guiding thing.
Yeah. So it's like if I want to do something that's kind of, you know, like a little bit, I don't know. Like, I tend to wear my loafers when I either just want to do kind of, you know, just a general like mid-century casual but not too casual type of thing, or if I want to go for a more like, you know, quote-unquote academic look, whatever, that kind of thing. I like wearing, you know, like I sometimes like wearing sneakers, but it also like really like the sneakers that I have, like, I, you know, they're not interchangeable. Like, I have my my Converse, which I feel like, you know, that I'm not going to wear that with a suit or anything, but my deck shoes I might, because I don't know, there's a lot of photos that would, like, that was a thing that you could wear with casual suits, or not suits but like separates, you know, in the 50s and 60s, and that was pretty common. Versus my like 70s Nikes, which I tend to wear with like, I don't know, that's what I wear with the most casual looks and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, like I said, it's all pretty intuitive. The thing that might influence it more is what socks I have available, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know, like, I don't like wearing, like, I don't want to wear, like, my, like, bright red or, like, you know, bright blue socks.
Oh, I see what you mean,
with,
yeah.
Like, rugged looks. I really like sticking with just, like, white socks when I'm wearing sneakers and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. That's, like I said, that's, there have been times where I've been like, oh, I want to wear sneakers, but I don't want to wear them with, like, blue socks today. So I'm just not going to wear sneakers.
I mean, yeah. The funny thing, though, is that I kind of see it as, like, when that does happen, it has to be, like, a preppy look, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's got to be, like what's his name? Mr. Rogers, where it's, like, the cinematic the character, the thematic development, if you will, is, like, I was wearing loafers earlier. That's why I'm wearing crazy, like, fun, like, you know, purple socks, whatever. But I have now changed into my deck shoes and, like, little Keds slip-ons or whatever. And, like, that's how I reconcile it in my head. But I can't be, like, oh, I'm going out. Like no, that's not it. I have to wear, like, loafers or whatever.
No, exactly.
But yeah, looking at things through a cinematic lens is kind of like the main way, because the right pair of shoes really, like, you know, again, like we said at the top, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, it doesn't, like, anything can go, but it's really about, like, what makes a cohesive look, and not in terms of formality, but just, like, what character or what look or what, you know, genre, like what kind of soft guidelines you're kind of following that still feel, you know, like, natural. And I think, you know, when people perceive things as casual versus formal, you know, that can also be a guide in what you wear too. I mean, that's the old way of looking at things, right? Like, you can wear a fit and you can wear sneakers to make it casual. You can wear something casual and like Joseph wore leather shoes with something casual and be like, you know, kind of dress it up. Cause I think in our Discord, someone else also said, like, you know, they do have an effect on conveying the vibes of an outfit, like wearing blue OCBD and khakis. It could be, you know, there's a vibe change if you're wearing, like, canvas sneakers or whatever, or you're going to wear, like, you know, OCBD khakis, but then, like, you know, shell loafers or pair of boots, right? Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, and both, like, that could be, like, you know, dressing it up, you know, you have a meeting, or that could be, like, this guy's a fashion enthusiast, right? Like, I think of OCBDs and big khakis and pair of boots as a very, like, current MFA core kind of a thing, you know? And if you did like OCBD khakis, but with, like, kill shots, that's very, like, you know, like, very 2010s version. And even then, you could do it, like, it's kind of fun to do send-ups of it. Like, I haven't worn my kill shots in a long time because I prefer wearing my deck shoes. But, like, doing OCBD khakis, like, wide-fit khakis and the kill shots, when I did that once, it was, like, oh, cool, I'm, like, doing an updated version of, like, the 2010s MFA. So it's kind of fun to think in terms of, like, yeah, in terms of, like, character and narrative and everything. Because it's, like we've said before, like, a guy in a suit, based on your shoes, a guy in a suit, you know, button-up tie, could be an Ivy League-based guy, so he could be wearing it with shell loafers or shoes, or it could be a cowboy who had to go into the city. Obviously, yeah, exactly. you could play into this more with, like, oh, he's wearing a suit with a denim shirt and, like, a wool tie. It could be OCBD and a rep stripe tie. But interesting, right? If you did rep stripe tie, OCBD, sack suit, and then cowboy boots, kind of like, oh, well, cowboy in the 60s could be wearing this or something like that. You know, it's kind of a fun way of thinking about things. And it really is just about, like, you know, I think the right pair of shoes, it's just right for whatever character we're going for, because to the outside viewer, they're not going to notice, you know? I mean, that's half true, actually, because I feel like when I do wear cowboy, I mean, there are some shoes that are louder, maybe we'll get into this a little bit later, where, like, when I wear a cool, like, you know, trad fit, but then wear cowboy boots, people go, oh, interesting, cowboy boots, you know? It's kind of a fun thing that people notice.
I don't know if this is true, but something my mom always told me was that the shoes are the first thing that someone will look at you, or someone will look at when they're checking out your outfit.
It's actually my penis, because it's usually just out.
It's just out, like, through the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going toward the camera. The camera.
The camera.
That is true. I mean, people say that. I mean, people, like, you know, like, shoes can make or break an outfit. You know, when you go on a date, don't wear shitty shoes, because she'll notice your shoes or whatever. There's a whole bunch of...
I mean, that, yeah, it's like, I don't know, that's, like, I feel like it's... maybe harder for shoes to make an outfit, as we said at the top of the episode.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you can't save a fit, right? Like, you can't wear like a shitty fit and be like, I mean, it depends what your definition of shitty fit is, right? I think of things in terms of more of like, oh, is this like an interesting fit, or am I intentionally doing stuff? Like, when I do like a t-shirt and pants, mm-hmm. like. Yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, I could wear this with, like, sneakers or whatever, but, like, when I do t-shirt pants, loafers, shell loafers, it's like, oh, okay, all right. Like,
Something's going on here.
Yeah, and maybe that could, like, and when we say make the fit, maybe it'll just make it, like, it just turns it into a fit versus, like, oh, I'm just wearing, like, home clothes or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, it's also fun to think about things that way. Like, I think I like doing, like, sandals and t-shirt and shorts, you know. I think that's kind of a fun look. I mean, not every fit has to be a fit, you know. Not every fit has to be, like, you know, like the craziest thing, but I do think it should be something that you are excited to wear, which makes it a fit anyway. But yeah. MJ, what about you? I mean, obviously you're gonna agree with us about cinematic dressing, right?
You're gonna agree with us, right?
Yeah. There's no devil's advocate on this podcast. It's all
just because they do not allow the devil on this show.
There's no devil.
That's right. We're Christians.
Just the echo chamber.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Get thee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that Ethan and Spencer said.
Kudos.
yeah upvotes.
MJ quote. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But I also wanted to add that we've all just tried so many shoes with so many combinations with our closet, that's why it's like easy for us to kind of you know, whether it is following like you said, the soft guidelines, or you know, leading into subversion. So that's why I think it's not hard to choose, like, what shoes. Like, it's still very much intentional, obviously. Ethan's language has penetrated my brain with intentionality and, you know, effort. I choose it the same way as they do, pretty much. I'm always talking to the audience instead of like to you guys, but it's funny.
That's fine. We're trying to talk to the audience.
Yeah, we try.
We try.
No, yeah. I mean, it is really funny. Like, I mean, I guess it makes me really curious. Like, do we ever truly get like tripped up on picking shoes for, like, I can't decide what? I mean, yeah. I feel like the thing that trips me up the most
I
is like
think
what
for
tie
me
to wear maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Finer details sometimes, which is kind of funny to say because shoes still count as a fine detail, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easy to narrow down. Like, by the time I'm putting together an outfit, I already have an idea what shoes I would wear them with. And then, you know, by the time it is time to put on shoes, it's pretty easy to be like, oh, well, looks like pair of boots, like, is the play today. Versus, yeah. You know, I mean, some like the loafers, or versus.
Well,
the,
when does that come to you though? Like, when you say that, like, is it as you're making the fit? Is it after everything else has been decided? Like, when does that, like, yeah, when does that come up for you?
I think it's pretty concurrent with, like, you know, looking at inspo, or, you know, being surprised by inspo, like what you see, or like immediately after, like choosing, you know, these pants that I want to wear that maybe will lean more towards like a Millsap fit, or like a workwear fit, versus a more like Esquire fit, I guess. The shoes already kind of like I visualize it in my brain when the inspiration comes. Yeah.
Now I'll say, you know. I think a lot of my fashion decisions are a lot more, I don't know, just intuitive and emotional, not like, you know, like just what feels right versus like intellectual.
Yeah.
But I think the only time I get tripped up, and this doesn't really happen anymore since I now mostly have all the shoes that I want, but the only time I would get tripped up is when I wanted to wear a specific shoe that I didn't own.
Now I think
the only time that happens is because I have a couple more pieces of black clothing. Previously, I almost never wore black. I had like two pairs of black shoes and they both weren't very good, but now I have a couple nice ones. I have black pants, I have black belt finally and shit like that. But the only time that I still get tripped up is if I want to wear something slick, like, you know, with my black pants, like a pair of Chelsea boots or cowboy boots, which I still don't own.
You don't own either of those.
And that's the only time where I kind of have to compromise and be like, okay, well, which one of my, you know, three pairs of black shoes, you know, matches that the most?
That is so, that's a really great point. Because
you own so many shoes.
Yeah, I was going to be like, this, at this point, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is like a film costumer's closet behind me. I mean, it's all costuming the character of Ethan and all the different variations thereof. Hey, read my article on thematic development if you want more about those. But yeah, it is like, it is nice to be like, oh, I have that fit in my head. Here it is, you know.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of money, you know. But hey, as like I always say, I don't go to raves, I guess. I don't know. That's the thing, that's the thing that comes up the most whenever I talk to like people in my Asian community groups. They're like, each time they spend money on clothes, I'm like, oh, I don't go to raves. They go, okay, I see it now. And I'm like, yep, I just don't go to, I don't have to get Airbnbs. I don't have to spend, you know, $1,000 on a ticket to go to the, you know, a 3-day thing. But hey, maybe they're out there
doing crazy
drugs and fucking. So
I mean, hey, yeah, listen, this is,
and I'm wearing clothes and that's it. And they're wearing the least amount of clothes.
I get annoyed whenever I'm not obviously the first person to make this point, but I get so annoyed whenever I see people on the internet, like, not into fashion, either, like, something from MFA or another fashion subreddit makes it to the front page of Reddit, or something goes viral on Twitter. Scare. There you go. Oh, there he is. But, like, people are like, I don't know why you would spend, like, I would never spend more than, like, $20 on a shirt. Anything more than that is silly. You're wasting your money. And then you go to their profile, and it's like, they're, like, fucking collecting, like, antique, like, their old video game systems, or they're building a PC and spending, like, $5,000 on it. I'm like, man, we're just, I don't know. It's all the same, yeah. You know?
Or you could be like Mark Cho, who has, like, gaming PCs and also does all this stuff. So it's,
yeah,
you know. But then he owns the armory, right? So, like, that's the whole thing. But
that's easy.
Yeah, that's interesting about compromising vibes. I guess that's, hey, take me out. I'm biased now because I'm unable to participate conversation because I don't compromise,
yeah,
my stuff.
That's basically the only time I have that, because I don't know, I have a lot of shoes, not as many as you, and I think I am happy with my shoe collection. Like I said, there are a couple more things I'd like to add, namely,
and you
more
will, you know, you know, shoes, rose bowls, yeah, and stuff, yeah. You'll find it, you know.
But that's about it. I've mostly gotten everything I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're the enthusiast podcast. We're not on the search to, you know,
we're really nailing that brand.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, at this point, like, right, this whole podcast and us is like just talking about like how we do the things that we just do all the time now, because we're not like, we're not compromising anymore. I mean, I guess I'm not, but like, but yeah, I think for me it wasn't because it's funny because for people who know the history of the podcast. You know, I'm the one who had, like, you know, who was a bit more limited than Spencer. But then now it's like, even though I think limited is more, is being retconned to being just specific. Because for me, it was like, I knew I wanted to wear sleek stuff. And, you know, even though it took me a while to get to, like, the black cowboy boots, I did get the black R.M. Williams from the Vintage Last, which is more of, like, a sleek, you know, YSL-ish kind of shape versus, like, they're more chisely, a workwear variation. But I got those shoes because I knew I always wanted it. I think it's because, you know, as I said, my dating outfit ones, I was always kind of SLP inspired. I've always had a soft spot for the Haile Selassie SLP look. And so even back then, I was like, I gotta get a pair of sleek black shoes. And so, you know, I always had a thrifted pair of black Allen Edmonds that I eventually, after 5 years, you know, back then I got the black shell versions of them. I unboxed those on the stream, if people remember that or not. But I also, again, got those Chelsea boots. And so I, you know, I've always had those ideas for the look. And so I don't get tripped up, or I don't have to compromise and stuff like, oh, I want to do this thing, but I don't have that exact shoe. And again, I have a lot of shoes. but I think, I mean, obviously what we're kind of hinting at here is that there is, there are elements of shoes that affect this, right? Like silhouette, right? Like, and so if you have, you know, round and chunky it's technically casual, it could be a little bit subversive, it feels like fashion-y, you know. There's also like sharp shoes are a sharp shape with like almond, you know, shape stuff is and low vamp, you know, that can be playing up the sharpness, very elegant. It could be the low vamp feels very loose and stuff like that. All this stuff matters. And again, this is stuff that you get, you know, back when you're starting to graduate into what you want from shoes. Kind of similar to like, you know, getting a wider fit in the shoulders, wider lapels, etc., wider fit pants. But once you have all of that, it's like, okay, once you have the variety, once you appreciate the variety, just like how, you know, I have like flare jeans. I also have like, you know, like 501s, which are a little bit of like a straight fit or a slim fit, straight fit, not slim, a straight leg fit. You know, I have I have a couple of, you know, extended shoulder stuff. I have like soft shoulder stuff. I have, you know, various, I have like pleated trousers, etc. It really is like, okay, what vibe is it going for? You know, how do I leverage these details? And so I think it's interesting. Yeah, you guys both said that, you know, it's intuitive, and I don't want me to come off as like an intellectual about this. I feel like I'm trying to be artistic too, because I do think it is for me as well, just very, very, you know, it feels very natural. It flows. It's like jazz, you know, it just kind of like, yeah, the next thing kind of makes sense. So when I think about this idea that I have,
it's a culmination of all your years of putting things on.
Right. Yeah.
It has a lot of effort behind it. That's why now it's effortless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and it helps, you know, when you have the theme, right? Like, you know, when you know exactly what you're going for. Like, when I wrote the theme to Isabel, right, it's like, it's going to be silly. And so, like, well, that just means that an oboe is going to play this. Because, like, when you think of something silly, you know, like, that's just what composers did, right? And so, like, if I'm going Esquire Man, well, here's the thing. What's interesting for me, I mean, maybe because I have more variations of shoes than you guys do, I have more minute decisions that I have. So it's like, okay, Esquire Man. Okay, what am I going to wear? Am I going to do, like, a cool, louche Esquire Man, or going to play up, like, the cool, you know, 1930s version? Because in the 1930s, they didn't wear tassel loafers with, like, full suits. You do see like penny loafers with like casual stuff, but you don't really see loafers with full suits until maybe like the 50s or 60s.
And it's so, more of like kind of a yuppie like businessman kind of look with those.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, am I doing Esquire Man by like the 80s version of it? You know, or I guess nowadays, since I've developed that, am I doing like 80s, you know, trad, you know, like all those, like, you know, those fun like foulards and everything, where you would wear like tassel loafers? And then am I going to go for like a Drake's thing where I'm going to wear like a fun sock, like, you know, with it? Or am I going to do, you know, am I going to do straightforward, you know, and just do like, you know, a navy sock with like a black shoe or a brand shoe? And even though socks are a different, we've already done an episode on socks, but it does kind of play a part into my shoe choice, where it's like, if I'm going to wear purple socks, I feel like I'm going to wear shell shoes because I'm going to do a shout out to Alden's. But if I'm going to do navy socks, it'll probably be like a black shoe. I mean, also, these are all, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what comes first, you know. Sometimes I pick the socks, you know, when the fit and shoes are already made, you know. But it does play a part in there, you know. Or, you know, if I'm doing like, you know, Bryce Lands with like, you know, a, you know, like a loafer with like a, with like military chinos, I think I tend to pick like a tassel loafer there. But if we go with like a Japanese Americana thing or something a bit more rugged, obviously the LHS, which is rounder, we'll go with those. Or I'll do, you know, again, lace up. So sometimes I pick shoes because I haven't worn them in a while. I'm like, and by in a while, it's like, you know, it's been like 4 days, you know, because like, I feel like if I look at my closet, I could go a whole month without wearing the same shoes. That sounds crazy. I don't think that's actually true. But there, you know, there are a lot of shoes in there. It is really, pretty natural. Yeah.
Here's a really quick a shoe choice, I guess. You know, I live in a shoes off apartment, and so we just have a bunch of we all have shoes on the bottom floor, right by the door. And a lot of times if I'm just going out quickly and don't feel like having to sit down and, like, you know, lace something up, especially if it's like a boot or something like that, I just throw on the shoes that I keep downstairs, which are just my suede Grant Stones, because I feel like those are pretty versatile and just kind of go with most of the things that I wear. But I don't really wear those out very much. That's more of a going to Ralph's or 7-Eleven kind of shoe.
That's so funny that you wear, like, the most, like, I mean, it's not hashtag menswear anymore, but, like, yeah, like the tan suede penny loafer is super menswear pilled, and it's just, I don't actually wear those, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, my go, like, I have, like, Birkenstocks near the door, so, like, if I'm, you know, I wake up or I go to the gym and I still need to go out and do something else, switch to Birkenstocks, but I have, like, you know, like doctor's appointment outfits where it's, like, I'm wearing, like, OCBD and jeans because I just throw something on. And then I will wear my LHS because I don't want to put, I'm too lazy to put on, like, sneakers because of the, like, laces. And so, yeah. But I also don't want to wear something too elegant. And so LHSs are a lot easier. I mean, a lot of things for me, too, is that I wear loafers the most. And I've said this a lot and people notice that for me, to the point where someone asked me, Ethan, I noticed you've been wearing lace-ups. Do you wear your loafers anymore? And I'm like, that's crazy, dude. Like, I can't believe you picked that up.
Yeah.
But I love that people are obsessed with me. I love that.
They're paying attention.
They're paying attention. I do wear loafers up just because I'm so lazy, and I just like the way it looks. And so a lot of my outfits are picked with, like, are straight up done with loafers more often. I mean, also, like, you know, you're going to a lot of friends who are, you know, who are shoes off places. It just makes, like, you can put on a pair of loafers usually without a shoehorn, and not every friend has one. I have them I have, like, a plastic one that I keep in my tote bag, but sometimes, like, you know, if I go to a friend's house to hang out, I'm not bringing my tote bag with me. So loafers make sense, but, like, with lace-ups, you know, obviously you don't want to stretch it into it, you don't want to tear anything, so, like, you have to use a shoehorn when putting up a lace-up shoe. Even sneakers, you don't want to, you know, do any of that. But so it's like I just end up not wearing those as much. But let's think about, like, you know, like when you're making an outfit, I mean, what I know it says it's intuitive, but let's get a little bit deeper here, because I know we don't have as much time, but this is, like, kind of like the main part of everything. But, like, like, do you think of, like material, like color, like I think color comes first. Like, am I going to wear black or brown shoes, or is it a sneaker, right? Like, it's all about that aspect of this. I mean,
I think that is, yeah, that's important. But for me, almost always going to be brown, and most of my brown shoes are the same color. So,
hey, when I have color 8, that is the same thing here, you know?
Exactly. It's all a pretty standard brown shoe.
Yeah, and they're all made of, like, leather, right? We don't have, like, a lot of... I guess some of us have, like, some suede shoes.
But I think a couple suede shoes. I like the... I mean, obviously, the suede shoes that I wear most are those loafers. But I have a pair of Chukka boots, which, again... Need to get that fucking crepe sole replaced. I just don't know if every shoe repair place has a crepe sole like that.
I don't know. I've never had to... I'm so happy I've never had to do anything crazy like that.
Yeah, so I just haven't... I just need to call around and check. But I like suede because, I don't know, they do feel, like, very, like, you know, country. I do like the color and the texture of them. I know that they are pretty hashtag menswear. But, you know, I think there's a reason people like them.
I mean, okay, so here, okay. I don't like snuff suede. The tan yellowish version of it. People like that the most because it's casual and because you can wear it with all the different stuff. But to me, it doesn't seem... It's funny, you know, we had a whole episode at the end of last year about, you know, about my style, and I don't see myself as trad, but I feel like I am definitely trad, because I'm like, snuff suede is not super trad to me. I want like a chocolate brown suede, like a dark suede that, like, lightens up,
like,
slightly,
the dark suede.
Because that's, to me, that's, like, that's what I associate more with, like, yeah, country hunting stuff, you know. I mean, I guess back then they had what they call, like, polo suede, which is like a light suede also.
Yeah, because I mean there are definitely, like, I'll find it, but the Apparel Arts illustration from the 30s, you know, the one that has the famous, like, sockless loafer example.
Yeah.
I feel like that also has, like, a pair of, like, snuff suede or like polo suede shoes in that list as well.
Yeah, I guess to me, it's more so, like, I don't like suede penny loafers, or that's just not, it's just not, straight up not on my list. There are sometimes I go through my things, I see old photos of Drake, so I'm like, damn, maybe I should, but I'm like, no, I think I like having a suede tassel loafer. I like having a suede, I love suede lace-ups, like, that's kind of, like, what I like, and even though the Discord doesn't like it, I love wearing those with flannel or worsted stuff. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, to me, in my head, when I think of, like, Bruce Boyer, or, like, Esquire Man, or even, like, English kind of stuff, I think a suede shoe, I mean, English in terms of like menswear, like not like I know like an old guy might not, a conservative English guy might not wear suede shoes with a suit, but I like that look a lot. I mean, I also love like I only have one pair of Oxfords, and they are brown suede cap toe brogues. But I love wearing those with separates, with full suits. I think, honestly, at this point, if I wear a lace-up with a suit, actually, all my lace-ups are mostly suede. I have the Armory's, like, suede split-toe, the Jubilees, which I think is discontinued because they made a new last for it. I have the Oxford Captain Brogues, and I have single Monks, which are suede. And those all feel very apparel arts, you know what I mean? And I love wearing those with suits. I feel like when it's like fall and I think of like, you know, like country, you know, relaxing or just kind of like not off duty, but like, you know, like whatever that is. I love wearing that. I love wearing that kind of like relaxed, but refined, but not like elegant, which is suede. If I want to do elegant, then I'd wear a tassel over, which is what I do most of the time. I mean, shell cordovan, just I wear that most often. I don't know if I wear suede. I guess we're getting to like personal preferences and rules now, but like I don't wear suede with like summer as much. I definitely do suede with like with fall winter, because I'm playing up the whole thing there.
I mean, because the other reason I like suede is I kind of associate it more with, I mean, you know, a lot of times suede shoes are obviously gonna be softer or sometimes unlined or whatever. I associate those more with like, you know, slippers than I do just like my shell loafers and stuff like that. So if I'm going for something a lot more relaxed or a lot more casual, then I might opt for the suede instead of a I guess harder leather. But you know,
I think it's interesting because MJ, you have suede loafers, but they're kiltie or kiltie.
Yeah,
kiltie loafers,
kilties.
And so it's kind of like two in one, where they're casual but also like they're crazy.
Yeah, because they're also like the chunky type. Like they're our legacy, like chunky loafers. So
yeah, with
the Vibram sole. So it's like
you're getting a lot. That like MJ, like you. I want to know more about your stuff because I'm like you got like. You don't have a trad footwear because you also have like the garden clogs too, right? Yeah. Like, how do you decide when to wear them? I know you kind of hinted at it with our interviews with you. You were like, oh, I like doing like menswear, but with clogs, or you do like loafers, but with like casual or with like, you know, I don't know. I can't think of the words, but you know, like I guess streetwear, I guess, or designer focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
so how do you like, tell me more about your stuff, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like I said earlier, I really like leaning into like the whole, subversion, choices, I guess. It's fun to kind of like, I don't know, lack of a better term, it's kind of like intentionally throwing the fit off with like the footwear choice of the clogs or like the chunkier shoes, like the Paraboot or the R Legacy. But yeah, it's kind of like, I know it when I see it, because obviously I try all these shoes on.
Yeah, wait, do you try them on before you walk out?
Yeah, insane, right?
Whoa, that's crazy. To me, it's like, I said this before, but like when it's on my body, I don't change it. There's very few times where I'm like, oh no, I gotta change the shirt or the tie, you know? That's wild.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like, yeah, we still visualize it, but like you can't beat the physically trying it on and looking at it.
And I guess shoes, you do have to kind of see, because it's like, you know, I think maybe you guys think about this way, like I think of like things like as like anchoring stuff down, kind of. I mean, maybe some people don't think about shoes that way, but I definitely do, of like, you know, does it flow top to bottom?
Yeah,
you know, even though I don't get dressed top to bottom, you know, like I pick the hat first, you know. Yeah. But like I definitely think it's got to be like a, you know,
yeah,
a holistic thing.
It's, yeah, I mean, like being able to like see the interaction of like the pants then to the socks then to the shoes, if like, you know, if it works out, or you know, if it feels good, right?
What's a good example where you had to be like, where you put on one and you're like, no, this doesn't work, and you went with something else? Like, what's you know, anecdote?
Maybe with jeans sometimes.
We do have to have an episode on jeans, because like jeans, I feel like at this point for me at least, it's kind of tricky when to wear them. You know?
Yeah, because even the fit up top like will change, like just because you're wearing jeans, right? Like the feel, whether it's, you know, you start to go more tread, you start to go more workwear, it like changes the feel, and then that influences the shoes a little bit more too. You know, whether you're choosing like your, you know, I don't know, because like jeans and boots are cool, but you won't wear your boots with like everything that you wear, like you choose for your torso, I guess. Yeah. So that's like, it's like playing around with whether you're going more, I guess, more sleek or more rugged, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Wait, on the whole sleek versus rugged thing, Spencer, how do you, to going back to what you said earlier about the, you know, compromising with, you know, with a lot more of your black pants, how do you navigate that avenue with the, you know, your black horse bits and everything?
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty easy because I pulled out my black Spectator, so I guess that's an option, which were previously in my bin of things I'd like to sell. But I guess
for those of you who don't know, Spencer's got a whole bin of stuff that he sells, yeah, that he puts in his garage, and then when he brings it out,
I never sell it.
Yeah, you keep going.
He
back
reminds himself that he has it.
Yeah, what do you call it, Spencer? It's like your own
it's
personal
strapping,
vintage.
It's, yeah, yeah, it's just strapping car at my own store or something. You know, yeah.
It's rediscovery.
Exactly.
Hey, archiving, and, you know, you have to... archiving your clothes. Literally, for me, it's, I say that, but all my clothes are in my room with me. It's literally, there's so much stuff in my room. But
I
like,
have
Spencer is
that.
A true Spencer is a true archive. He archives it away and then finds it again later.
But you know, it's absence makes the heart grow fonder. So I didn't wear these for a while, and then I pulled them out. I'm like, these are pretty good. But I don't know. I think that if I'm, I have my black tassel loafers. I have my black horse bit loafers, which are in suede. I have my Spectators, and then I do have a pair of Stacey Adams like Balmoral boots.
Yeah,
which I don't think I'm gonna wear those very often, but those are an option, I suppose. But I think the only thing that I've really had to do is like, I don't know, the horse bit loafers are if I'm going for something that's a little bit more like cool and edgy and sexy and like, you know, 60s, 70s vibes or whatever, where the tassel loafers I'll wear. When I want to be a little bit more subdued, maybe I don't want the shoes to be like the focal point of the outfit, because, you know, they don't have the fucking like shiny gold buckle on them.
Yeah.
So that helps when I'm trying to be a little bit less flashy. I tend to wear the tassel loafers.
Gotcha. That's, I mean,
yeah.
I think kind of similarly there. I mean, yeah, like horse bits make sense as like a bold statement thing. So like, typically if you're doing an outfit where, I guess, I mean, you know, all these outfits are in like the abstract, but it's like, if my outfit is like yuppie, I think horse bits make sense, kind of, because that's what a yuppie guy in the 80s, 90s would wear with them. Versus, like, if I'm going to do, again, more Esquire man, but, like, 80s, 90s, but, like, trad, I would wear the tassel loafers because they're plain. Really quick, guys, do you think about, like, colors? Like, if your outfit is on the, like, I guess we always already know what shoe we're going to wear because, like, it's more about, like, the going out vibes. But are you ever like, oh, this outfit is, like, warm, so I'm going to wear brown shoes versus, like, it's going to be cold. It's a cold-toned outfit, so I'm going to wear black shoes. I don't think that I do that, but I can see why.
Really.
Like, if you wear a suit every day where, like, the shoe choice kind of doesn't matter, maybe, I guess, you would think of it that way. But I think for us, like, it always matters, like, the character it is. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that maybe will influence that decision, I kind of wear like my penny loafers and my deck shoes interchangeably. Like, you know, obviously they're much different.
Oh yeah,
shoes,
okay, that's interesting. I do that,
but I do kind of feel like they, you know, similar vibes at least. You know, very kind of like mid-century kind of preppy Ivy whatever.
Yeah, casual.
Yeah, but it's like I'll probably tend to wear my deck shoes when it's warmer versus if it's cold. If it's a little bit more wintry, then I'll stick with my I'll stick with my penny loafers. But that's really the only time that I kind of make that decision, because again, I almost always just default to brown shoes, because, you know, chances are I'm going to be wearing some, like, I'm going to be having some, like, brown or olive drab or, like, navy on the rest of my outfit, which I like with brown shoes.
It sounds like you're kind of referring to, like, contrast a little bit there. With white sneakers might contrast with the dark tones that you're kind of doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I in a similar way, I kind of do the same thing where, like, yeah, if I know I'm going to wear, like, something, like, you know, like a sport coat, obviously leather, brown leather footwear makes sense. And also with sneakers, I feel like they have, like, if you think about, like, end capping, leather shoes appear harder. I mean, I know leather shoes can be soft, but, like, they're just, like, a, you know, hard quotation marks appearance. I'm putting, you know, air quotes on
the accent
thing, but, like,
is stronger compared to
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with sneakers, I mean, I guess with the yes, they are light with, like, visual contrast, but I feel like because sneakers, like, they feel more plush, they feel, like, soft, and so it's like if I want to feel like, you know, having an emphasis on the outfit, you know, talking about, like, the whole clicky clacky aspect, you know, visually speaking, I think leather shoes fit for that. But if I want to feel like, oh, I want to feel like, you know, a little bit softer, you know, a little bit of docile, I guess, then sneakers kind of make sense for that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I see it. You know, in regards to preppy outfits, am I going to go, like, yeah? Because sometimes, you know, if you think about the opposite of what Spencer was saying about, like, you know, having shoes that have a hard sound when you're walking, sneakers don't. And so if I don't want to have that effect with my outfit, if I, you know, philosophically speaking, I will default to something I feel that something that my feet feel soft in, which is a sneaker, you know, yeah. The mm-hmm. gum sole. That's kind of how I see those things. I mean, there's also some other rules that I feel like I kind of do. I don't do cowboy boots. And I know I said earlier with cowboy boots with Ivy, but I think I tend to do cowboy boots with more cowboy outfits. Like, I think, like, if that's the case, I kind of, like, lean into the costume a little bit. Again, like I said earlier, with, like, a denim shirt, wool tie, or some kind of, like, a work shirt. Yeah. You know, I don't really think I do, like, Spearpoint poplin shirt or something like that with cowboy boots.
I think that's fair, because, I also don't like just doing all, you know, like, one vibe on top and then just, like, subverting it with something that's a total, like, totally out of the blue choice. If I'm wearing cowboy boots, I'd like to have something else that kind of suggests, like, rugged, western, you know, whatever, rather than just, like, I have an OCBD and rep stripe tie and, like, chinos and all this stuff, and then just cowboy boots. Like, you know, yeah, I'd switch something up on top.
Because I feel like if you were going to do something kind of subversive, you could do something different. Like, I feel like you could do, like, I've done it a couple times. It's not my favorite thing, but I sometimes get the hankering where I could do chinos OCBD tie, but I do it with canvas sneakers. Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of subversive because I'm not wearing, like, leather shoes and I'm still wearing a tie. I know that's kind of counterintuitive, but I kind of think it fits a little bit more than, like,
a
cowboy boot or so. But yeah, I still, though, I don't wear ties with sneakers. That's more of, like, an overall rule, not really a shoe rule. I guess the shoe rule is don't wear sneakers if you're wearing a tie, especially not Converse, because I think that's,
yeah.
You know.
I do not like Converse with suits. That's, I don't know, I saw someone once describe that as, like, what you wear to the Kids' Choice Awards in 2003, and that's kind of stuck with me forever, so.
Yeah. Just kind of like how I seldom wear a white shirt with olive pants, because Peter Griffin.
You know, don't want to be Peter Griffin.
Yeah. I can do, here's the thing, I can't do light blue shirt with khaki pants, because that's Best Buy or Help the Honda employee or whatever, but I can do light blue shirt, obviously, with a tan suit. You need the jacket to... to do that. But yeah, I mean, obviously I've talked about loafers where I wear those with everything. I guess I do sometimes do lace-ups with shorts, but it's usually like the, like, derbies to kind of do, like, the, because kids in school don't wear Oxfords, you know, the little schoolboy mm-hmm. look is derbies, and so I would do that. Obviously sandals. Even though I don't do ties and sneakers, I will do sandals with a tie, but usually it's got to be like a tropical kind of, like, a, like, you know, or like a plain knit tie, as opposed to like an Esquire man thing. I feel like if I'm going, like, you know, busy with, you know, check jacket, striped shirt, foulard tie, sandals seems crazy with that. But if I'm doing like plain shirt, you know, or like a bold stripe, you know, like an awning stripe shirt with like a knit tie or solid, like, you know, wool tie, I think, you know, with like a white jacket or like a tan jacket, I think sandals look really, really good with that. I'm so excited to get, you know, I got also got 2120 sandals before they went out of business. That went out. He closed it. He's out, you know. But yeah, I'm excited to get my brown pair of sandals because I, you know, I have the black ones, but I got to wear brown. What's your guys' like fashion choice for shoes? I mean, we kind of talked about it with the cowboy boots a little bit, but like, what's your like? Oh, I'm gonna be crazy today. Like, what's the weird thing for you guys?
Huh?
You already introduced mine, basically the
garden clogs.
The clogs. Well, but truthfully, they're the pair of boots. I think.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, pair of boots are crazy, but I love them.
I think the pair of boots are like. If loafers are to you, pair of boots are to me.
That is true. Yeah, I think you're right. I did. I don't know if we talked about that in your interview, but like, yeah, like your pair of boots, you wear them a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
That's
because yeah, I've worn them.
What's
with
your,
all
what's your
my
thought
pants,
process I there?
And I guess the character of MJ just always wears like the pair of boots.
he wants a leather shoe.
Yeah.
That's rugged. But kind of dressy.
Yeah.
That's kind of menswear-y, but they're still weird.
Dress up and dress down. It's like, yeah. You know how like in anime, like the character always wears like the same shoes no matter what, like, like costume or outfit he's in. It's the same thing.
I like that. I mean, and it's funny that for you, it's the pair of boots, which are definitely a fashion choice. I know that Chuck. Like that's kind of his default, right? If you guys don't know Chuck, I don't think I even know his last name, and I probably shouldn't say it, but you know, he says like
his last name's Obama.
Chuck Obama.
Chuck Obama.
Can someone write that down, actually?
Yeah.
What's up,
he's
guys?
Obama's son.
Let me be clear. I'm Chuck Obama.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chuck wears a lot of pair of boots with like, you know, variety of different fits with, you know, and it makes sense. His style is like rugged ivy. I like wearing mine as well. They're kind of like my rainy shoes when I don't want to, because my only really rain shoes, like I said earlier, are those, the Blucher Mox sneakers, obviously, and then like the desert boots. But I think when it comes to the pair of boots, like they're kind of they're not dressy, but like because like they're Tyrolean and they're closer to like the Esquire Man apparel arts illustrations of like 30s guys in vacation in like the Alps or whatever. I like wearing those. If I really still want to wear a tie when it's raining, I will wear a pair of boots because it just makes sense, you know.
Just makes sense.
I should wear them more casually, but I feel like when I'm casual, I end up wearing like cowboy boots, at least at this point, you know. I think we all kind of have that. I mean, this is like a menswear sickness thing where like you wear the most recent the most recent pickup shoe for a while before it becomes like just another rotation thing. But yeah, I do that. I also want to do another shout out to like black shoes. I know that they're kind of tough. I know we wear them a lot, but I kind of want to wear my black. I just thought of it right now, and I might wear them today because, crazily enough, at the time of recording, don't have anything in the backlog. And
wow.
So I know.
Wow.
I know, wild. It happens on very rare occasions. But kind of, you know, I like black lace-ups. Like not even black loafers, black lace-ups with like jeans. I think it's cool. Oh, what do you guys think about Oxfords with jeans or Oxfords with odd trousers? Because that's the normal shoe.
I don't.
I don't think about.
I think I've done that maybe.
Well, do you have Oxfords?
I don't.
Oh well, there you go. The only time I've done that a couple times when I've worn my, I have a pair of dark brown like Alden suede wingtips, which are Oxfords. Which I think I've definitely worn separates before. Yeah, I do. I got those, because I had the 30s pair originally, which I got for free from Joyride because some bozo tried them on.
Are those Oxfords or are they Derbies? Because I thought
they're
long
Oxfords.
Ways. Oh, they're Oxfords. Oh, shoot.
They're Oxfords.
Damn.
They're Oxfords. But I have worn that with a suit, mostly, but I'm sure if you look through your Flickr, you'll find a photo of me wearing those with, separates, but I don't think I've ever done them with jeans. I used to, when I worked at Men's Warehouse and had much less shoes than I had now, I wore Oxfords almost all the time just because I had a pair of old like Allen Edmonds like cap-toe Oxfords that I just like the shape of. I liked them better than a lot of my other shoes, which did come from like fucking, at that point, that most of my shoes were like from DSW or from J. Crew, which I got on discount and stuff like that, and I just like the All In Evans more. But since then, I'm a Derbys man for the most part. Derbo. I still like the I still really do like that chocolate suede pair of wingtips. I think that's pretty nice, but I'd probably save those for when I'm just wearing a suit.
Yeah. So I don't mind Oxfords with suits. I do, or sorry, with odd trousers and everything, but I do think that they have to be like in a more casual material.
Fab.
Like, well, I guess, okay, sorry. No, I like a straightforward one, because I think like a suede Oxford with jeans looks weird to me. I feel it's a little try hard hashtag material, but I feel like when it's like flannel, like separates, especially like gray flannels, I feel like suede Oxfords are fine. I do those with my cap toe brogues. Bruce Boyer's done it with like the polo suede stuff. I think an Oxford cap toe, and here's talk about shoes I don't own. Oxford cap toe in like shell or like you know black or color 8 shell, but like no broguing. It's like a plain cap toe. I think that looks kind of cool with like jeans. It's like a very or with like a separate. It's like a minimal take on stuff. But I feel like I would just, if that was the case, I would just wear like a plain toe derby, you know, PTB, you know, like I feel like I wouldn't necessarily do like a full like Oxford. I would just stick with that. And that's what I'm thinking of the fit today, where it's like jeans, dark socks, you know, French Ivy with like black lace ups. You know, I think that that's kind of a cool thing to do. I saw also on Davide for Giaia Cashmere. And I think he posts inspo all the time, and he posted a picture of jeans with navy socks and black cap toe Oxfords, and I'm like, that's kind of sick. I think actually it does feel like, you know, it's like an elevated take on like what like a kid would wear, because like if you had like Oxfords from like Aldo or something and you wear them with jeans, but like this is like the elevated version of that, which I think is really cool. But yeah. Oh, how do you guys think? I know we're gonna wrap up very quickly here, but like color 8 as a casual fabric or as a casual material? No, right?
I wear my, yes.
Or you do think, well, so?
It's not, but I wear those with everything. I wear them with Milsurp. I wear them with jeans. I don't even care.
I don't get how people. I mean, is it because like the rolls are bigger than like the smaller wrinkles? I guess I don't know.
None of this shit makes sense. It's all made up.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's
all, yeah,
that's the lesson.
In nature. All this is
a cow. A yeah. cow wouldn't make. Wouldn't wear. You know, wouldn't that kind of color. Stuff.
No, it's not baked into our DNA that that color is warformable or not. It's just, you know.
Yeah, what do our instincts say? About
well, no, like, it's not color, but material, I guess, because people think color 8 is more casual than like calfskin. But I like to me, the matte nature, I guess maybe that's it, matte versus like overly shiny, right? And people prefer,
I guess,
Oxfords or like, you know, dress shoes in that way. I only wear color 8, or sorry, I only wear shell cordovan, and so I wear those with literally everything. And even though I don't try to think of like people aren't going to notice, a regular person definitely will not notice, hey, those aren't calfskin, you know, like people will just see it as like a leather shoe.
People don't. And also, like, most people who aren't into fashion, they're, like, fucking, like, leather shoes are made of plastic, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I hate the tan shoes. I know that this is also another fashion cliche, but I think we should just throw that out there, that, like, tan shoes are not good.
Yeah,
like,
if this is about the right shoes, the wrong shoes are tan dress shoes.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love, like, Derek... I can't. He did have an article like the good times to wear them, and all of those. I'm like, all of those outfits would be better with color 8. You know.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole. What were you gonna say, Spencer?
I mean, that I was gonna basically say what you said. It's like, you know, people say that it's like, oh, they look good with like you know,
blue suits,
like lighter suits or whatever. But even still, I'm like, I don't know, man. It looks better than
here's
it was.
Here's a cheat code. Don't with, like, wear a light suit. Just wear a dark navy suit, man. Like, come on. Like, that's the whole... I mean, just follow our preferences, bro. If you dress like us, you'll never have to worry.
That's easy. It's so easy. Just do whatever we do.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, you know. This. I mean, I know we've talked about color already, but I think it's funny how, like, this is so off topic, but, like, you know, someone was like, Ethan, like, you should do something on color theory, because, like, how do you know, like, what suit to wear? But I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't think that every color should be available as a suit. I feel like there's, like, I straight up don't believe in that. Like, maybe it's different for women, where you can, like, oh, I want a dress, but what color should I get? And I'm like, I guess women don't have that. We're like, oh, no, this dress wouldn't be available in that color, because that's just not how that would work, you know? It's like, when I think of a suit, suits were traditionally made in, like, you know, navy and brown and gray. I don't have to think about, oh, a purple suit is better for my skin tone, because a purple suit wouldn't canonically be there. Although, I guess in corduroy, that's kind of cool. That's fine. But, like, a worsted wool suit, purple, absolutely not, because it's not because the color is bad, because it just, I can't even fathom.
Well, I mean, also, you know, you could just say that it's like certain colors lend themselves to certain fabrics, like, I think
exactly
like
that's
you
exactly
just mentioned
it.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, you don't, I don't know, like you said, a worsted is gonna look better in like a darker, more formal suit, because it's, you know, it
smooth,
is just kind of a more formal fabric.
Yeah.
And I know that I just said that all these rules are made up, but also like, use your eyes, like, you know, like, you know, and you know, if you want to be like super sense. Traditionalist about it and say it's like, oh, I'm only gonna wear stuff that is like, you know, there are established rules for, then yeah, there were like crazy purple corduroy or purple tweed, like, you know, the tweeds, like the more casual fabrics, I think, look better in the more.
Also, back then, fabrics were more textured because they didn't have a finish as bad,
yes,
as much as we do now. We don't have like the super 150s shit that we do now.
Yeah.
And to bring it back to shoes, it's the same kind of thing. I'm like, I don't have to think about, like, what about like red leather shoes? I'm like, well, my guy, like, it's just not it.
Oh yeah, or those ones that have like the crazy like burnishing, so they're like basically two-tone. I hate those, man.
Yeah, okay, now we're gonna start, now Goodyear Welt is gonna start to crucify us.
Yeah. I gotta say, is it kudu leather? Hold on.
I don't even know what
I
you're
hate
talking
those
about.
So it's
kudu
this
like
leather,
like a,
that I,
like a virus.
No, I think you're thinking of kuru, which is what you get if you eat people. But I don't know. It's just this weird,
yeah,
like super textured leather that I see people on like Goodyear Welt like hype up all the time. And every time I see it, I'm like, this looks like a ball sack, dude. This sucks. really quick, I know that we're trying to close out. I don't know if either of you have a heart out. I could keep recording for a bit. But I think something, we brought this up at the beginning, and I think something that might be interesting, we could just use as an example for how we think about these things. You know, we said that there's a big difference between a pair of, like, penny loafers versus tassel loafers. So why don't we just maybe get into...
Yeah.
We could expand it to other types of loafers, but it's like... You know, like, just as an example, like, maybe to kind of narrow this discussion a little bit, like, how do you choose the right, like, loafers? And obviously this can be, you know, you could use the same thought process.
Well, okay,
for
so
other
here's
shoes, but I
here's
think,
the yeah
I think, yeah
that's interesting, because for most people, right, tassel loafers and penny loafers, especially menswear guys, the penny loafer will be an LHS, which plays more into silhouette. And I guess, damn, we gotta talk about silhouette. There's a whole thing about this.
We can do a part two of shoes.
Maybe the part two might only be 15 minutes. You might as well add it here. But like, I definitely think it's about silhouette, right? LHS is chunkier, it's rounder. I definitely like those more with casual outfits or separates. I also think that because LHSs are rounder, I don't like super round shoes with wide leg pants. I feel like it makes the shoe disappear, because it follows literally the opening of your pants are round. It's a circle, basically, right? But yeah, you might have a little bit of a crease to it, but you know, so having something that emphasizes that makes it feel a bit more clowny to me, like, you know, kind of like, you know, big pants with like a big bulbousy toe. I'm obviously over exaggerating here, but that also plays a big role for me. And so if I'm wearing wide leg pants, I like a little bit of like an almond tone, not something super sharp, but like just more of an almond thing. So naturally, tassel loafers versus LHS penny loafers, it's easy there. But then you get to the thing of, well, Ethan, you have you have Aberdeen last in the tassel and the penny loafer. What do you do now? And so therefore, that really just becomes because the vibe and the vamp is like the same. I guess like vibe is in terms of like the. Are the artful aspect of low vamp and shoe last, then it becomes, okay, what if I want to do tassel loafers because of like the yuppie aspect? I want to play that up over it, or the Esquire man. If I want to play up the Ivy League aspect of it, then I'd wear the Aberdeen penny loafers, the full straps. So that's kind of how it works. It really just comes out to silhouette at that point when things are overly equal. I don't have a lot of shoes that are the exact same, so it's not like, you know, I have like five OCBDs that are all Brooks Brothers. Which one do I wear today? even then, there are other aspects that define it, right? About like what tie am I wearing, what jacket I'm wearing, what colors am I wearing. But I get with shoes, it's a little bit different because it's just brown. But I don't have a lot of shoes that are just brown. They're not all fully equal outside of the tassel overs. Everything else is literally a different last, a different shape to them. I guess I do have the brown suede. Yeah, but brown suede horse bits and the black calfskin horse bits. Brown suede feels kind of fashion-y, kind of like Japanese Americana. Feels like, you know, similar to pair of boots in that regard. The black horse bits feel sleeker, yuppier, French ivy, stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it that I just don't super think about. What about you guys? Do you guys have like the equal shoes that you have to like really think about like the nuances between the two?
Not yet.
Not yet, because you guys can go buy more shoes apparently.
Yeah, I guess, but it's like the only thing that I could think of is like, again, I mean, I think I explained this, and these aren't like shoes that, like, I used loafers as an example because I feel like a lot of non-fashion people will be like, these shoes is the same or whatever, you know, you show them like three different loafers and they're like, these are all the same. But again, I kind of go through that with, you know, deck shoes versus loafers. I guess you could also say that it's like I said, like with sneakers in general, like I like wearing my Converse with more rugged looks versus my deck shoes. I like wearing like the like running shoes that I have, the 70s Nike running shoes with like much more casual looks. Like if I'm just
favorite looks of you is like the those running shoes with chinos and a DB blazer and then the ball cap.
Leaning into the kind of like 70s, like early 80s vibe with that too. So again, it's like, I don't know. I try not to be the obnoxious vintage guy, but like thinking about like eras and decades of fashion is like a very easy way for me to kind of like fit everything together and have a consistent vibe.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's like, I would not do the subversive thing of wearing all like old school heritage workwear with those sneakers probably. If I wanted to wear those, like I like doing them with like something that kind of looks more 70s or 80s, you know?
Yeah, totally. What about you, MJ? Anything that's more equal that, you know, have to decide between?
Not really. I mean, well, at the time of recording, I literally committed to like three new pairs of shoes, so we'll see.
That's right.
So we'll see. We'll see where the shoe journey takes me.
I'm not the kind of guy who buys like three of the same pair of shoes in just different colors. Also, there's only two colors. There's only two correct colors. So, I mean, I'll say like, you know, I like color 8 the most. I feel like if I was in calf skin where like you have to decide between oxblood and museum calf, chocolate brown and tan, or, you know, I feel like I just keep it easy for myself. You know, I think even though I have a lot of shoes, I make the decisions for myself fairly easy. I also don't have like a wingtip, you know, Oxford and a wingtip boot. I feel like, because, you know, I know a lot of menswear guys have like, you know, like the boot versions of their Oxford shoes or whatever. And I'm like, I can't do that. That's too much of like a similar vibe. And I don't like things going all the way up my ankle. That's kind of hard. Other than like a cowboy boot or so. But yeah, I mean, sometimes the only thing that kind of trips me up sometimes is like, oh, am I going to do? Well, no, not really. Like, I feel like cowboy boots with a suit is something I don't always do. But I feel like I might do more now that I have the black cowboy boots.
And I mean, it's like, yeah, like I said, it also depends on like what suit you're wearing. Like, you wouldn't want to do it with a worsted suit or something, but something more casual.
But if I did, then I'd do it with like a gabardine shirt, right? Like, I wouldn't wear, it wouldn't be like a suit and tie look is what
you're exactly saying. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, there's a lot of stuff that goes into how we think about shoes, but I feel like it's hard to put into words. And I think hopefully we tried our best today.
We did our best. But yeah, you know, I shouldn't say this as a guy who hosts a menswear podcast, but so much of my thoughts about menswear are just feeling things. So
they're based on an internalization of like costuming, but also like genres and,
vibes
and eras. Like you said, Spencer, I think that's really important. Like, you know, what, that is a form of costuming. Like, what would this person wear in this era? And I think with this one too, it's like, you know, what would this kind of character wear? Like, again, I haven't made the outfit yet. I'm really excited, but I'm like, hey, you know, jeans, turtleneck, blazer, navy socks, and then black lace up sounds kind of sick. But I'm going to a small picnic today. But I'm also hanging out at a friend's house for a kickback. So I feel like kickbacks. Originally, here's my outfit. Here's the, you know, talk about the backlog. Here is what I was gonna wear, or I wanted to wear for the Saturday that's in the Aether now because the plans have changed. But like originally, if we went out and had drinks, it would be navy pinstripe suit, suede shoes with a brown yellowish brown turtleneck. Kind of, you know, because I feel like yellowish brown turtleneck with like a Fair Isle sweater vest, kind of like doing a kind of like Ralph Lauren layering. I feel like black shoes would not work with a pinstripe suit there. Even though a pinstripe suit looks really good with black shoes, the kind of rugged sweater layery thing doesn't work with that idea. And so, not saying that you can't layer with black shoes, but I feel like when you're layering and doing something kind of casual, brown shoes, as Spencer has said, will probably be the better choice or the more right choice there. And so I kind of wanted to do that, but all of that extra peacocking doesn't make sense to hang out at a friend's house where we're just playing board games. And so I think I'm going to wear jeans today or something like that. Also, it's kind of like warm. It's like 65 degrees. But yeah, that's kind of like, again, that's a good case of how I made an outfit. I mean, I wore a tuxedo to the club once, but I wore it with like a denim shirt and a scarf. I was not going to wear opera pumps with that because that doesn't make any sense, you know. So wearing a pair of side zip boots would work. And to kind of go back a little bit, I mean, thinking about stuff that's like dainty, I feel like I don't wear... I don't wear like a denim shirt with loafers as much anymore. I think it's because my denim shirt is still very heavy, so I tend to echo that with like by wearing like chunkier shoes or wearing like cowboy boots with my denim shirts. Just like how same thing kind of like with wearing sneakers with certain outfits if I want to emphasize the softness. I also kind of don't wear fedoras or headwear with loafers. I think berets are different, but like a fedora with loafers doesn't make sense because I feel like I'm wearing a fedora usually because of the elements. You might see some photos of me, but if I'm going to really wear a fedora, I'm probably going to wear lace-ups, or if I'm going to wear loafers, I'm not going to wear a fedora because it just...
Yeah.
You know, it feels... I mean, I've said it before, loafers feel... My tassels especially feel a little bit daintier, feel a little bit more elegant and maybe a little bit feminine, and I feel like a fedora is... masculine in the sense of like it's covering stuff. It's got a bit like, you know, very, you know, a strong shape to it physically. And so I naturally my mind doesn't go to putting those two things together. You might see me do it, but it's not an everyday thing for me.
Not every day. It's not every day, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Well, guys, hopefully this was interesting for you all. Again, shout out Acute Style for asking us to do an episode on this. I hope it wasn't too rambly, but you know. Like Spencer said, it's all intuitive. It's all about knowing about, you know, your histories of menswear and genres and eras. It all, once you just are obsessed with this, once you have the menswear sickness, your menswear special interest, everything else just makes sense. So it's fine.
Everything makes sense.
Yeah, you don't have to think too hard about it, especially if you only have black and brown shoes. Maybe some brown suede in there. Black suede tassel loafers are kind of on the list, but I don't think I need those because I have velvet stuff. Also, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of doing velvet slippers or like really, really dainty shoes with like a denim shirt.
Yep.
I feel like that's a little crazy to me. I feel like I know Bryson's does it a lot, but I feel like the contrast and like how it feels on my body, like super rough and rugged on my chest, but like little slip-ons for my feet. I feel like it's kind of weird. It feels better if I just anchor everything all together.
Little slippies.
Talk about anchoring. But thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to contribute more and, you know, help us come up with more ideas, go to also follow us on Instagram at Sound Direction. But you can also do it more directly by going to patreon.com/sounddirection. $5 a month gives you access to our Discord where you can talk to us. I mean, shout out to all the people in our Discord who helped us give their own thoughts that helped kind of form our conversations on these things.
Yep.
A lot of people, again, just do vibes, you know. It's just more so about preferences and kind of like their favorite stuff, but it really did help us form our notes for this. So again, $5 a month gives you access to our Patreon, our Discord, as well as our bonus episodes where we talk about movie style stuff like The Holdovers, Chinatown, and LA Confidential. All of that kind of stuff is on our Patreon. $10 a month gives you access to all that, nothing else other than MJ thanking you at the end of each episode. So who are we thanking, MJ?
We are thanking our Sadcast fanatics, Shane Curry, Philip Gregard, Henrik Wilberg, and Alexander Batten.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys a lot.
Me too.
Again, follow us on @styleanddirection. Don't forget to look at all the show notes for us on my blog, alittlebitofrest.com. I'm at Ethan M. Wong.
I'm at Spencer DSO.
I'm at Arya MJ.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.